Good morning. Father Seraphim has been speaking a few weeks about the Beatitudes. And one of those Beatitudes is, blessed are the peacemakers. Have you ever thought of what is a peacemaker? Someone who makes peace? I mean, certainly in our world today, it's not only divided, but it's fractured. Our country today is very divided along many different lines. So we could even say that our country as a nation is fractured. Well, who are the peacemakers? Aren't they the ones that bring two enemies together and make peace? Aren't they the ones that will go and negotiate, be a negotiator? It might not be separate from one side or the other. It might be from one side to the other. My friends, we as Christians, just as our Lord was, we must be peacemakers. I know a lot of you are saying, yeah, but you know, I can't influence politics and I can't influence this and I can't influence that. But you realize there's something very important going on here. It says in our world, in all of this fractured world, where there are wars and rumors of wars all over the globe, says, is this the most fractured the world has ever been? Maybe, but not necessarily, because there has always been division from the very, very beginning when Adam divided himself away from God. When the division took place and there was a separation between God and man. And from then on, there's been war and there's been killing. Cain and Abel, Cain slew Abel, his brother. And since then, we have been killing each other and we have been warring with each other. And our Lord is trying to bring us back into paradise, back united to God. But he also said we must be united to each other. So how can we be united to each other? Are we dividers or are we uniters? Now, in the Garden of Eden, we know that there was somebody there stirring the pot. It was the devil, Satan. And he has been stirring the pot ever since. Whenever you see division, you see the works of the devil. Wherever you see unity, you see the works of the Holy Spirit. It seems like the devil is working much harder than the Holy Spirit these days. But the Holy Spirit can only work through us. The Holy Spirit has us as its hands and its feet and its mouth. We have to be the peacemakers, the dividers. Satan and all of his demons, they have influenced many, many people into division. But we have to be the peacemakers. If we have an opinion, everyone has opinions. It's like elbows. We have at least two opinions. Well, what do we do with those opinions? There's a tendency to make our opinions absolute. That my way is the only way. And somebody else has an opposite opinion. And their way is the only way. So how do we settle this? We can argue, not debate, not try to see each other's point, argue, which is combat. Sort of the lowest form of combat is argument. And we can be angry at each other, and we can get frustrated, and we want to press our point. And then it will escalate. And if we keep on, we will become violent, trying to press our point, to prove that we are right and someone else is wrong. But these are not peacemakers. When we have these hardcore opinions that we're not allowed to be flexible, we don't allow ourselves to be flexible with, says we are not peacemakers. We are dividers, and we are working for the devil. It's a trick. He's using our egos to make us want to divide, separate ourselves from other people. The devil wants everybody to be separate because the devil wants to conquer. And the way the devil conquers is divide and conquer. The Holy Spirit wants everyone to be united. Our Lord came into the world to unite everyone. He says, we come and receive the Eucharist on Sunday morning. It is to unite us, not only to God, but to each other. It's the unity. Those who would go out of their way to be unified, those who will put their egos aside to be unified, those who turn the cheek when they are struck on the one, those are the ones for the kingdom. Those who give their shirt when someone steals their coat. This is what our Lord has taught us to do. This is what we must learn to do. We, as children of God, must learn to be peacemakers. We must be uniters. When we speak badly about somebody, when we're in our little group and we're bad-mouthing somebody, are we uniters or are we dividers? Are we peacemakers or are we promoting the opposite? When we look at others and see something that we don't like, someone is different from us, are we uniters or are we dividers? Are we working for the Holy Spirit or are we working for the devil? You know, sometimes we go through our lives and we don't even realize that we are doing the work of the devil because we are not being peacemakers. We are not putting our egos aside. The psychologists and psychiatrists tell us that we have a natural instinct. When we are challenged, it says to fight or to flee. Fight or flight. So when a challenge comes towards us, we have those two options, according to the psychologists. So we can either stand and fight, or we can run away. But what did Jesus do? I remember they used to have the bracelets that said, what would Jesus do? What did Jesus do? When they came to take him, did he fight? Did he call down myriad of angels to destroy all those people that... No. Did he run away? No. What would have happened to Christianity if either of those things had taken place? If he would have fought or if he would have fled. Think a minute. There would be no Christianity. There would be no church. Because there would always be people that would take the opposite. He should have run away. He should have done this. There would have been a great division. But he did something different. He was divine. And he showed us that we can also be divine. Says he didn't do it. He put it in God's hands. He put it in the hands of the Father. He didn't fight and he didn't run away. He did whatever the Father wanted him to do, and that is to be tortured and to be crucified and to be resurrected. And because of that, we have Christianity in the world. Because of that, we have this whole belief system of doing good for others and helping others and doing those things for others. Those are the peacemakers. If we do not make peace, then it's possible that we will not inherit the kingdom. He said, the peacemakers, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the kingdom. Are we peacemakers? Are we gossipers? Are we people that look and point at someone's, the way they're dressed? At something that's different about them, their language, their culture, whatever. Are we those people who are dividing? Or are we the people who put our egos away and unite? It's critical in this world that we, the Christians, are uniters. There's no one else out there to be peacemakers. There's no one else out there to be uniters. The whole world is divided while we sit and we don't try to bring it together. And even worse, is we get and start taking sides. That's not what we should be doing. We do the hard thing, as our Lord did the hard thing. To be an Orthodox Christian is not easy. It's hard. It's very, very hard to turn your cheek. It's very, very hard to give yourself up to death and put it in God's hand. It's very, very hard if someone steals from you that you give him or her even more. The decision is ours. But when we see the division in the world, it tells me that we, Christians, Orthodox Christians, are not doing our job. We are not being peacemakers. We are taking sides. And that way, we are becoming dividers and doing the work of the devil. I pray that the Holy Spirit always guides us and influences us throughout our lives so that we might truly be uniters and not dividers.